Okay, Bob, let me pitch for just a jiffy. Tough-bearded Charlie Keller, Yankee outfielder, says, for quick, comfortable shaves, it's Gillette Tech for me. Yes, man, just load that razor with a Gillette Blue Blade. And there isn't a beard on earth that won't holler uncle. Fans, ask your dealer for the World Series special Gillette Tech razor with five of those famous blue blades. A great buy for only 49 cents. And it's a great game, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, Red, this is certainly another wonderful ball game in this great World Series. As I said a number of times before, Red and I have worked many a World Series together, but boy, this is absolutely tops and thrills. These teams are well matched. There's been all kinds of excitement. And every ball game has gone right down to the last man to decide the winner. 3-2, 3-2, and 2-1. Now we're going into the first half of the eighth inning with Brooklyn leading 4-3. You know, this boy Casey is called the last of Robbie's boys. Well, when Casey was a young pitcher with the Atlanta Club, Wilbert Robinson, former Dodger pilot, and then an official on the Atlanta Club, took you in hand and helped him settle a salary dispute. His control and good curveball, plus his liking for tough going, make him an ideal relief man, and he's doing a swell job out there today. Now the first man to bat is Gordon. Gordon takes the first pitch, it's low inside for a ball. Gordon's had five hits so far in the series, four up until today, and one today. He's also drawn six bases on balls. Gordon up in there, a right-handed hitter. It's the start of the eighth inning. The Dodgers leading 4-3. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss. Casey fired in a fastball right around his knees, and Gordon went all the way around trying to kill that ball and miss. Dodger outfield is playing him way around to the left. Wasdell in left field and Reeser way over in left center. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. It's low inside. Makes it. Ball one and strike two on Gordon. Gordon steps out of the batter's box. He's talking to the umpire. Checking that count. Ball one and strike two on Gordon. Nobody on, nobody out. First half of the eighth. Pitcher's all set. Here it comes. And there's a pop fly ball into short right field. Walker's got a long way to come, but he's getting there. And he caught that ball in short right field for the first out. Gordon shifted his feet and tried to hit that ball to right field. Walker was playing him way over in right center, and that's why he tried to hit it into right field, preferably close to that line. But Walker raced over and grabbed that ball on the run, and there's one gone. Now the next batter for the Yankees is Rizzuto. Been up three times today. Flied out, bounced out, and popped out. He's up for the fourth time with one out and nobody on in the Yankee half of the eighth. Score, the Dodgers 4, the Yankees 3. Reeser hit a home run in the fifth inning with a man on board to put the Dodgers in the lead. Now the pitch to Rizzuto. Hits a ball, too low to Scooter. Ball one. Riggs at third, Reese at short, Koskarot at second, Kemeli first, Wasdell left field, Reeser center field, Walker right field. Pitcher's getting all ready out there again. Here's the next pitch, and there's a foul back into the wire. It begins to look like we're going to get a pinch hitter. Georgie Selkirk, utility outfielder, who's made one appearance in the series as a pinch hitter and hit safely. Looks like he is coming in. He's just selecting a bat here at the Yankee bat rack right below us. It's the eighth inning with the Yankees trailing by a run. One out. And Rizzuto batting. A count on him, one and one. Casey taking plenty of time out there, working very carefully, starting his wind-up again. Here's the next pitch, and there's a bunt right out in front of the plate. The pitcher's going to make the play. There it goes. He's out. A nice play. Casey to Kemeli, and Kemeli made a beautiful backhand, glove hand stab of Casey's low throw. Baby, was that a honey of a play. Dolph Kemeli, who's plenty cute around that bag, just stuck that gloved hand down into the dirt backhand and grabbed Casey's rapid throw. So there's two gone, and here is Selkirk. You'll hear the announcement now through the public address system as he comes up to bat for the pitcher. We're waiting for the announcement. We'll let you hear it through our mutual microphones here back of home plate. Selkirk, here's the announcement now. Georgie Selkirk, utility outfielder for the Yankees, is batting for Brewer. This is his second appearance in this World Series. ninth inning of the second game and singled. And now he's up in there batting for Brewer with two out and nobody on in the first half of the eighth. Here's the pitch. It's a slow curve. It just missed the corner, waist high for a ball. Looks like the Yankee pitcher is going to be Murphy. Branch was warming up. He's gone back to sit down. And Murphy is still throwing him down in that left field bullpen. Casey's all set out there again. Here's the next pitch to Selkirk. This fellow's dangerous. There's a pop-up over the pitcher's head. It bounces near second base. Shortstop up with it. The play. He's out on a great play. Oh, what a play. We came up with that time. It was a pop-up over the pitcher's head. It dropped out near second base. The shortstop Reese cut over fast. Up with that ball. An underhand, lightning-like throw. And he got him by an eyelash at first base. Reese to Camelli to retire the side. And so it is three up and three down. And that is the end of the first half of the eighth.
Yesterday, we suggested the Gillette combination offer as a great gift for the men in service. One telegram after another indicates that men and women by the thousands agree. Listen to this wire from Winham and Tay's drugstores, Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. Quote, we are handling mailing of Gillette Blue Blade shaving cream combinations and Gillette Tech razors to men in service. Many customers availing themselves of this opportunity and both Gillette offers going like hotcakes. Unquote. Frank Hicks, Wapaka, Wisconsin, wires, quote, am buying one Tech razor for each game of series, keeping first razor myself and sending the others to friends in the Army. Unquote. And that's what's going on the country over. The Tech razor and today's improved Gillette Blue Blade have given millions of men shaving comfort and convenience they never experienced before. See for yourself. Your dealer now offers the World Series Special Gillette Tech and five Gillette Blue Blades for only 49 cents. Get this combination and enjoy real shaving luxury. To Bob, and let's enjoy the continuation of this great battle.
Well, this is really some battle. We're going into the last half of the eighth inning of this ball game at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Here's Murphy making his second appearance in the series. A tall right-hander. Joe McCarthy's main relief pitcher is in there for the second time in the series, and he's just come in now to pitch as we go into the last half of the eighth. Owen is going to be the first man to face him. The Dodgers lead 4-3, and they're coming to bat now in this last half of the eighth. Fourth game of the series, 4-3 favor of Brooklyn in the last half of the eighth. Boy, fans, that play that Reese came up with to retire the side and to end that first half of the eighth would really knock your hat off. I never thought he'd get him over there at first base. He had to race over on the second base side of the bag, come up with that ball, and make a quick underhand throw to Camelli. He did it and got it. Gee, it was really a beautiful play. Well, here's Owen up, a right-handed batter. The first pitch he bunts to the left of the pitcher. Second baseman coming in fast to play. He's out. Fast play that time by Gordon. Gordon to Stern. Looked like Gordon was anticipating that play. I think he was playing in a few feet. He raced in, picked that ball up, and threw Owen out on a very fast play. And so it is one gone. That's four times up today, two times up officially for Owen, because he walked the first time, walked the second time, flied out the third time, and then bounced out the fourth time. Now here's Coscarard. Been up three times without a hit. Twice officially, he walked once. Last time up, he bounced out to Rawls. Strike the first one, it's right across his waist. The Dodgers lead 4-3 in the last half of the eighth. Fourth game of the World Series. They win this one, they even it up. Here's the next pitch. It's a spike, a slow curve. Murphy slowed up on that one. He pulled the string, and the ball was right in there over the outside corner waist high. Coscarart in a little bit of a crouch down here right below us, number three on the back of his white uniform. Pitcher's all ready. Watch it. Here it is. He swung and foul tipped it. The catcher had the ball, juggled it, and then dropped it, and so Coscarart gets a swing on the house. Had Dickey held that, he would have been out on strikes. So that certainly proves the old axiom that it happens to the best of them, because you're looking at one of the best of them right down there back of the plate in Bill Dickey. Boy, he's a ball player every pound. Pitcher's getting all set. Here's the next one. Owen steps away from an inside curve across the letters, and it's ball one and strike two in the batter. Mickey Owen up. He's batting with one out for the Dodgers in the last half of the eighth. Or rather, Coscarart batting. Here's the next pitch. It's a strike. He struck him out. Talking about catchers there, Coscarart took a curveball right across his waist. He struck him out. That was a beautiful curveball that Murphy broke out right over the heart of the plate to strike him out. Now here's Wasdell. Wasdell came through with that telling hit in the middle of the ball game, a double after two walks. That drove in two runs and put the Dodgers back in the game. That's left-handed. He's up in there with two out, and here's the first pitch from Murphy. It's a curve, and it's outside, waist high for a ball. Ball one. So there's two gone here in the last half of the eighth. Bowen bounced up. Coscarart struck out, and Wasdell is batting. Here's the next pitch. It's a little bit outside, waist high for a ball. Ball two. Dodgers out in front, 4-3. It's a close ball game. It's anybody's ball game. Now Murphy leans down on that right foot. Tall right-hander. Here's the pitch, and there is a swing, and here's a foul. It's out of play. It's going up above our mutual broadcasting booth, and then drops out again right down here below us onto the playing field. Umpire gets out the whisk broom and cleans off the plate. Murphy fidgets around with his cap out there on the mound, getting set. Wasdell in there, right below us, batting left-handed. A count on him, ball two and strike one. Murphy's winding up again. Here's the next pitch, and Wasdell swings and slams a long foul way down the right field line. It's ball two and strike two for Wasdell. Wasdell was a very valuable cog in this Dodger machine this year. He was in there quite a few times, and when he wasn't in there, he was used many times by manager DeRocher in pinch-hitting roles. He's a dangerous batsman, left-handed. Used to be in the American League with Washington. Now the wind-up, here's the next pitch. He swings, and here's a foul. It's out of play up into the stands to our right, and it's still 2-2 in the batter. The Yankees have had 3 runs and 9 hits. The Dodgers have had 4 runs and 9 hits. 9 hits apiece. Dodgers leading 4-3. Murphy's all ready. Here's the next pitch to Wasdell. Wasdell hits a high fly ball into right field. Henrik is right under the ball and takes it easily to retire the side. And so it is 3 up and 3 down in the Brooklyn half of the 8th inning. Bounce off, a strikeout, and a fly ball hit deep to right field taken by Henrik. And so it's 3 up and 3 down to retire the side. And so we'll pause briefly now at the end of 8 innings for station identification. You're listening to the Gillette broadcast of the 1941 World Series, the 4th game. At the end of 8 innings, the score 4-3 in favor of Brooklyn. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, a clear channel station, the voice of the people, Chicago.
Back here at Ebbets Field, fans. Yankees all set to come up now for their 9th inning stand. Remember in that 2nd game, they sent up a pinch hitter, Selkirk. The Dodgers got out of trouble. Now we're in the 4th game, the score 4-3. The 1st game, the final score 3-2. The 2nd game, 3-2. The 3rd game, 2-1. And now the 4th game, which if the Dodgers hold this lead, will even the series up at 2 games apiece, is 4-3 favor of Brooklyn as we go into the 9th inning. Now let's see who the hitters are. To start the 9th inning, we'll get Sturm, Rolfe, and Henrik. Sturm has had 2 hits so far today. He singled in the 4th. He singled in the 6th. Dodgers have a right-hander in the bullpen, Kurt Davis, who was the starting pitcher, you remember, in the 1st game. Nobody in the Yankee bullpen. So fans get set here for a tense 9th inning in this 4th World Series game. Brooklyn leading 4-3. Crowd sitting up straight in their seats right now because they figure anything might happen in this 9th inning. If the Dodgers win it, the World Series goes even up, 2 games apiece. 5th game up for decision here tomorrow. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 1:15 Eastern Standard Time. Now here's Sturm up. He's facing Casey, nobody on and nobody out in the 1st half of the 9th. He's had 2 hits today and 5 hits in the series. The first pitch was high inside, a ball to Johnny, and it's ball one. He fell away from that pitch, and it's 1-0 for Sturm, a left-handed hitter. Playing in his 1st World Series, and the kid has looked plenty good. Here comes the next pitch. It's a strike. Sturm leaned halfway over the plate, jigged around to try to make that pitch look bad. But you don't fool these umpires with that. Nevertheless, it's strategy that both sides have tried a number of times. But it was a perfect strike right down the middle, and it's 1-1. Nobody on and nobody out. Sturm batting in the 9th inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's a ball very low. And it's ball 2 and strike 1 for Sturm. Dodger outfield is straight away. Wasdell in left field. Reeser in center field. Walker in right field. At third base, the third baseman Lou Riggs is playing a shallow third. He's moved in a few feet. Here's the next pitch, and Sturm takes a called strike right across his knees. That was right over the inside corner to Sturm. Sturm steps out of the batter's box. He's saying something to the umpire. He looks like he's more asking a question than saying something. He's not, doesn't seem to be at all sore about it. Ball two and strike two. Casey's ready again. Here comes the pitch. It's a ball low inside. Makes it ball three and strike two. Puts it up to Casey now, where he's got to get it in there. Sturm is out of the batter's box. He's standing 5 or 6 feet away from the plate. Now he steps up in there again. Taps his bat on that plate a couple of times. Casey has started his windup. The 3-2 pitch is coming in. He swings and hits the ground ball down to Coscarelli. He's up with it. There's the play. Beams out. Coscarelli with another. One gone in the ninth inning. One gone in the ninth inning, and the Dodgers pepper that ball around the infield. Here's the official attendance, 33,813. Red made a pretty good guess. He said 500 more. He certainly knows how to count the house. Well, there's going to be a bit of a delay here as Mickey Owen goes out to talk to the pitcher. He's saying something, too, to the third baseman, Lou Riggs. And stepping up to the plate now is the Yankees' great third baseman, Red Rolfe. Red Rolfe. He's standing outside the batter's box. He's talking to the umpire because the catcher, Owen, is out around the mound. Here he comes back in. He's fidgeting around with his blue cap. He's carrying his mask and glove in his left hand. And now he slips the old birdcage over his face and steps back in there behind the plate. It's the Yankee half of the ninth inning. And unless they score, there won't be any Dodger half. Casey's getting all ready. Here's the next pitch to Rolfe. Rolfe swings, and here is a foul right up above our broadcasting booth. It goes into the wire and bounces back down onto the field. East side has made 9 hits. The Dodgers have made 4 runs. The Yankees, 3 runs. Reeser's home run smash in the fifth inning after Walker's double put the Dodgers in the lead. Owen steps out a bit in front of the plate, says something to Casey. Casey taking plenty of time. Now he stands there on the mound. He starts his windup, the big burly right-hander. Here comes the next pitch to Rolfe. Rolfe swings. There's a foul, but it's out of play. It's into the stands behind third, and it's 2 strikes on the batter. If the Dodgers win this ball game, Mr. Casey, who came in yesterday and surrendered 4 hits in a row and left the ball game in anything but a favorable light, will be the hero, at least one of the heroes today. Also the winning pitcher. He's getting already out there again. 2 strikes on Rolfe. Here's the pitch. There's another foul. Red, a slashing type of hitter who drives that ball into left field a lot, even though he's a left-hand hitter. Slapped that ball up into the upper deck behind third, and it's still 2 strikes for Rolfe. Catcher Owen walks out in front of the plate to talk to the pitcher again, and Rolfe takes a couple of free swipes at the air. Brooklyn leading 4-3. It's the ninth inning, and Ebbets Field, one out for the Yankees, and Red Rolfe up. Count on him, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. It's a ball way outside, a foot outside, knee high, and it's ball one and strike two on the batter. Next man to come up after Rolfe will be Henrik. Casey stands there, takes a lot of time now. He's winding up again. Ball one and strike two. Here's the pitch. He swings a bouncing ball to Casey. Takes it with his left hand. The peg. He's out. That's 2 gone. 1 more now, and the ball game will be over. Mr. Casey gets by Henrik. The ball game will be over, and the Dodgers will have evened up the series at 2 games apiece. Remember, the fifth game of the World Series tomorrow in Gillette's broadcast. It'll be on the air tomorrow at 1:15 Eastern Standard Time. The game started later today because of Sunday. But tomorrow, Gillette will bring you the number 5 game of the World Series. It'll be on the air at 1:15 Eastern Standard Time. Well, here is Tommy Henrik up. It's 2 out. 2 out in the first half of the ninth inning. Henrik has been up 4 times. Flied out the first time, flied out the second time, hit with a pitch ball the third time, popped out the 4th time. Ball, it's high. Henrik has had 2 hits so far in the series. He's up in there, the first pitch wide. There's 2 out and nobody on. It's the ninth inning at Brooklyn. Pitcher's getting all set out there again. Watch it, here it is. It's a strike. It's right across his knees. Boy, that was a beauty. Casey threw in a half-speed pitch that time that was right in around his knees, and it's one and one. Casey starts his windup out there again. Here's the next pitch to Henrik, and it's a slide. It's perfect right across his knees. It's called, and it's ball one and strike two on Henrik. Casey, the man of the hour, pitching for Brooklyn in the ninth. The changing fortunes of baseball. Here he is out there again. The next pitch, he swings and just tops the ball and rolls it foul on the ground to the left of the plate. And it's ball one and strike two in the batter. Higbee, French, Allen, and Casey went to the firing line for Brooklyn. Donald, Brewer, and Murphy went to the firing line for the Yankees. We saw seven pitchers in the ballgame. Two out here for the Yankees in the ninth inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's a ball wide, way outside. And it's ball two and strike two for Henrik. Dodger outfield playing him straight away and plenty deep. Right fielder Walker is right out in front of that scoreboard. Ball two, strike two for Henrik. Casey starting his windup again. Here comes the next pitch. It's a ball. It just missed the corner. Waist high, not by more than an inch. Maybe was that close. So again, we've come up to a 3-2 pitch. Two out in the ninth inning. Casey gets by Henrik. It's all over. Pitcher starting his windup out there again. He's all ready now. Watch it. Here it comes. He swung out of the ball. He swung at the ball and missed it. The ball gets away from the catcher, and Henrik goes to first. And now let's see whether the umpire is going to decide he fouled it or whether it was a clean strike. The umpire says that Henrik swung. It was a clean strike. The ball got away from the catcher, and so Henrik is entitled to first because he got there ahead of the throw. You never can tell on a swing like that whether it's a foul or not until the umpire rules on it. He swung at that pitch. He missed it cleanly and is on first base. It's an error for the catcher. Owen is charged with an error. The man on first base and brings up DiMaggio. Here's the pitch. It's wide and low for a ball. Joe DiMaggio batting. Man on first base. Fortune still smiling here in this ninth inning on the Yankees. After the first two men came up and went down, Henrich gets the first base on a last strike, which Owen missed. Owen is charged with an error, and the batter Henrik is on first. DiMaggio's had a walk and a hit today. He's up in there now. Great center fielder. The first pitch was a ball. Here's the next one. He swings. There's a line drive hit in the left field. It looks like a single. Here's the throw into the infield. It is a single, and it puts runners on first and second. Joe DiMaggio came through with a line drive. His fourth hit in the series into left field, and the Yankees have runners on first and second. Runners on first and second with two out. Well, the other old saying, you never can tell about a ball game until the last man is out, is being proven right here in the ninth inning at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Casey got by the first two men without any trouble at all, Sturm and Roth. Then Henrik struck out, but Owen missed the last pitch. Henrik got to first base. Then DiMaggio came up with two out and singled to left, and here is Charlie Keller, who's had three hits today. The first pitch, Keller swings and misses that ball by 2 feet. Keller went all the way around to the curve ball, over the inside corner, knee high. Keller has had six hits in the series and three today. He's plenty dangerous. That man on second base represents the tying run. There's two out here in the first half of the night. Casey getting all set out there again. Watch it. Here's the next pitch. He swings and misses a shot-breaking curve. Casey put everything he had on that ball, trying to get it by Keller, and Keller took a wicked lunge at that ball and missed. Boy, what a situation here in the ninth inning. Everybody worked up to lather pitch.
Man on first, man on second. A left-hand hitter up at the plate. It's Keller. There's two out in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch. He swings. There's a long fly ball. It's way back to the right field. It's going to hit up on the screen. Here is a run scoring. He caught the ball off the screen. Another man carrying for the plate. And he scores. And the Yankees go into the lead on a double by Keller off the right field screen. The Yankees go into the lead 5-4 on a two-base hit by Keller way up onto the right field screen. The score is 5-4. Listen to the noise. Well, there's all the drama you'd want in a World Series. Boy, what an inning. The first two men are out. Henrik gets the first base. After striking out, when Owen missed the third strike, DiMaggio singles to left. Keller hits one off the screen. The Yankees lead 5-4. And here is Dickey up. The first pitch is wide for a ball. Dickey batting. He's been up four times today, twice officially. He walked twice. He has not had a hit. The score is 5-4 in favor of the Yankees in the ninth inning. Casey getting all set again. Watch it. Here's the pitch. He swings. There's a foul. It's going into the stands. It's out of play. And it's 1-1 in the batter. Casey, who is pitching wonderful ball, doing a wonderful relief chore for the Dodgers, got by the first two men in the ninth inning. And it looked like the series was even, Steven. And fortune smiled. Henrich got to first base. A strikeout. There's a foul up into the stands, and it's two strikes. Ball one and strike two for Dickey. DiMaggio lined a hit to left field, and Keller drove a long, high fly ball. It went way up into the screen in right field, and Henrich scored. DiMaggio scored, and the Yankees lead 5-4. That's the picture here in the ninth inning at Ebbets Field. Casey getting his sign out there again. Dickey waving that bat around. Here's the pitch. It's a ball high, and it's 2-2. The Dodgers are warming up a right-hander, Kurt Davis, in the bullpen in right field. Nobody in the Yankee bullpen. Two out in the ninth. Keller, the Yankee strongman, came through with his fourth hit to give him seven hits in the series. Casey's ready again. Here's the next pitch. It's a ball. It's low inside, and Dickey steps out of the batter's box. It's ball three and strike two for Bill Dickey. Next man due to come up will be the second baseman, Gordon. What an inning this has been. How the baseball fortunes change. Casey has his sign. Here's the next pitch to Dickey. Hit the ball high and outside. He walks, and it puts runners on first and second. A base on balls. That's the third walk that Dickey has received today. It brings up Gordon, who's been up four times, has made one hit today to give him a total of five hits in the series. That's the fourth pass the Yankees have received. Here's the pitch. Gordon hits a foul. It's out of play. It's up into the stand, and it's one strike. Gordon swung at Casey's first offering, a slow curveball across his waist, and he hit it into the stands here to our left. Yankee runners on first and second, two out. All this has happened after two out. Two runs are in. The Yankees are ahead 5-4. Casey stands there on the mound, draws his arms up in front of him, gets all ready again. Here's the pitch. There's a foul. It's right back into the screen here in front of our mutual broadcasting booth, and it's two strikes on Gordon. Charlie Keller is out on second base. Dickey is on first base. There's two out and two runs in. The Yankees are leading 5-4. Gordon stands down here below us. Here comes the next pitch. Gordon swings. There's a long fly ball back into left field. The left fielder, Wisdell, going back. And reached up, couldn't get the ball. It's over his head against the fence. A run is scoring. Here's Dickey rounding third. He is scoring. And it's a two-base hit driving in two more runs. A two-base hit by Gordon over Wisdell's head up against the fence in left field, driving in two more runs. And the score of the ball game now is 7-4 in favor of the Yankees. All this has happened after two outs. Talk about an explosive night. Gordon drove a long fly ball way over Wisdell's head up against the fence out there in left field. It's a two-base hit driving in a couple more runs. It makes the score 7-4 in favor of the Yankees. And it gives Gordon his second hit of the day and his sixth hit of the series, and brings up Rizzuto. Rizzuto, who's been blanked in four tries. Man on second base. Two out. Rizzuto up. Here's the first pitch. It's a ball. Inside close, waist high for ball one. The Yankees lead 7-4. Casey's getting his sign again. Here's the next pitch. There's a spike. It's right across his knees. And it's 1-1. A called strike on Rizzuto. Casey draws his arms up in front of him, gets all ready. Here's the next pitch. There's a foul strike back into the screen, and it's ball one and strike two in the batter. 1-2. Scooter Rizzuto, the shortstop of the Yankees, is batting with a teammate on second base. Yankees have scored four runs here in the first half of the night. Ball, it's wide. Ball two and strike two for Rizzuto. Well, that's the fortunes of baseball. It cannot be charged to anything else. Two out in the ninth inning, victory apparently within their grasp, and the Yankees bust through and score four runs. There's a ball that's in close. It's waist high, and it's ball three and strike two, and now all in a signaling for an outside pitch. He steps outside the plate, and they're going to walk him purposely. Rizzuto gets a pass. Manager DeRocher signals from the dugout to put Scooter on first base with an intentional pass after trying to get him to bite at outside pitches, and he wouldn't go. And so the Yankees have runners on first and second, and here is the pitcher Murphy coming out to the plate. He bats right-handed. Man on first, the man on second. Here's Murphy batting right-handed up in there, and two out. There's a bouncing ball. Past the pitcher, the shortstop coming in fast. There's the peg. Deeps out. Reach to Camelli, and it retires the side. And so that is the end of the first half of the ninth inning, and what a wild ninth it was. There were four runs. There was one, two, three hits. There were two walks, and there was one error. Four runs scored in the first half of the ninth inning by the Yankees to put them in the lead over the Dodgers by a score of 7-3. Let's recapitulate on the inning, shall we? Stern was an easy out. Rolfe went out easily. Casey had a 3-2 count on Henrik. Henrik swung and apparently struck out, but the ball got away from the catcher, as baseballs will do occasionally, only this time it happened to be in a World Series game, but that can happen to anybody, Dickey or Owen or anybody else. The ball went all the way back to the screen, and Henrik got to first base, running on the third strike. So he was on first with two out. Then DiMaggio singled to left field. Then Charlie Keller drove a double off the right field screen to drive in two runs. Then Dickey walked. Then Gordon drove a double off the left field wall to drive in two more runs. Rizzuto was fast, and the pitcher made the last out, bouncing to reach. So that's the story of the first half of the ninth inning. There were four runs and three hits, and now we're going into the last half of the ninth inning with the Dodger fans here at Ebbets Field pulling for one of those famous Brooklyn late-inning explosions, which would be the only thing that would save the Dodgers here today. Many, many times in their last jaunt through the West, these valiant fighting Dodgers were trailing in ball games in 8th to 9th innings, and they came up with those 4-run and 5-run innings, and so they can do it. It's not a lost cause until the last man is out. While the score is 7-4 against them, they still have a chance. Look there with two out and nobody on, as though the Yankees were out of the ballgame, and they bounced back into it. Well, let's see, maybe the Dodgers can do the same thing. Two great fighting teams. All those runs in the ninth inning were unearned. First man to score the tying run, got to first base on the strikeout and an error charged to the catcher. All right, the last half of the ninth inning. First man to come up for the Dodgers is Reese. He's made many a great play in the series. The first pitch is low and outside. He made a great play in the second game, throwing out DiMaggio, and he came up with one of the greatest plays today I have ever seen on a ball over the pitcher's head that bounced out around second base, a slow one, and throwing the batter out. First pitch was a ball. Here's the next pitch. He swings, and there is a foul outside of first base between the plate and first base. The catcher and the first baseman are both over there, and Dickey takes it for the first out. Either Dickey or Sturm could have caught that ball. It was between the plate and first base and about 30 or 35 feet to the right side of the line in foul territory. It was taken by Dickey for the first out. And so there's one gone now in the last half of the night. Here's Dixie Walker. Dixie's come through with two grand hits today and played a beautiful game in the field. His catch off the board in right center field in one of the early stages of the ball game was one of the greatest catches I've seen. There's a spike. It's right across his waist. That's kind of a slanting wall out there in right field, and Dixie really ran up against it to make a great catch. One out here for the Dodgers in the ninth. Murphy getting his sign again. He's all ready. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Rizzuto's up with it. There goes the peg. He's out. Rizzuto to Sturm, and there's two gone. The Yankees pegging around out there in the infield, and so here are the Dodgers in the very same spot that the Yankees were at in the first half of the inning, only they're 3 runs behind. Here's Petey Reiser, who's got a single and a home run today. He's up in there now with two out on the first pitch as a spike. It's right across his waist. Reiser singled in the third and hit a home run in the fifth, a long wallop over the scoreboard. Yankees leading 7-4, last half of the night. There's a slow ball. Murphy pulled his string and slowed up on that pitch. It was outside shoulder high, and it was the ninth. Or last half of the ninth. There's a slow ball. Murphy pulled a string and slowed up on that pitch. It was outside shoulder high, and it's 1-1. Petey Reeser batting for the Dodgers with two out in the last half of the ninth inning. Murphy, a slender right-hander out there on the mound, is getting all set. Now he swings around. Here comes the pitch. It's a ball. Just a little bit close, above the knees, and just a little bit off the inside of the plate. Makes it ball two and strike one for Reeser. Charlie Gresson coaching over there at third. Leo DeRocher still out there in the coaching lines at first. Pitcher getting all set again. Here's the next one. There's a swing and a ground ball to the right of Sturm. He's up with the ball. The ball is in the air. The pitcher covering. He's out. The game is over. And the Yankees win. The play going from the first baseman Sturm to the pitcher. The first baseman getting the put out. The pitcher gets the put out, and the first baseman gets the assist. And it retires the side. Three up and three down. And it ends the ball game. I want to check those totals for them. Red, have you got them here?
To make sure that we get those totals today, just check all our totals. Murphy will be the winning pitcher, by the way, and Casey the loser. Murphy the winning pitcher and Casey the loser. And the totals on the ball game are these. The Yankees, 7 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The Dodgers, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. Bill Corm will repeat those for you later, but I just want to be sure that we get them on. In just a moment, Bill Corm will give you his rapid-fire summary of today's game. And this is Bob Elson bowing out now after giving you the description of the last half of the ball game. And here is Red Bartlett.
Waiting for you right now in the store of a nearby Gillette dealer is a free tube of Gillette shaving cream. All you do is buy 10 famous Gillette Blue Blades at the regular price of 49 cents, and the shaving cream is tossed in. Gillette lather or brush it. Take your choice. So why not stock up now, while this bargain supply lasts? And we're all waiting with a great deal of interest to see how Bill Corum has seen the turning of the tide. So, Bill, take it.
Well, Red, I saw the turning of the tide all right, and there is no joy in Flatbush tonight because Mighty Casey struck him out and then lost the ball game in one of the most weird finishes I've ever seen in any World Series. That way, Casey managed, after he was to be the hero and seemed destined to revise what happened yesterday, to lose two World Series games in successive days, which no other pitcher has ever done since the game began. And down below me, as I talk to you, there's a red-headed, tow-headed kid down there crying his eyes out. And you can understand why, and you can understand why this Flatbush Symphony Orchestra is mournfully tooting, because the police actually were on the field, and DeRocher himself had to run out and call back the police as they rushed out to protect the diamond with the ball game apparently over. Owen, who has been one of the outstanding stars of the series, a game catcher, a great catcher, just let that ball slip through there. Casey had so much on it, and there went the ball game. But the Yankees, of course, had to have it too, because even then it looked as if they might be through, but DiMaggio came through with that ringing single, and then after two strikes, Casey tried to come down the middle again on Keller, and you can't do that against that big, strong fella because he knocked it off the right field wall. The Yankees were in front, and from then on, it was just a question of how much they're going to win by, because despite all the courage that the Dodgers have, you knew that that one ball that went past there was decisive, and perhaps McCarthy was right. It may be decisive in the series. I think previously the Dodgers had surprised the Yankees some the way they fought back. Wasdell, a great fella, a fella up there in the clutch who's all right, had put them out there where they could come on, and it looked as if they were going to win. Two plays by first by Camilli. I don't think another first baseman in the game could have done it, and another one right behind it by Reese and Camilli, looked as if they had the Yankees stopped cold in their tracks. I feel that they thought so, too, when they came into bat. Certainly they must have with the first two out. And then Henrik apparently struck out for a perfect pitch, and there went the ball game. Well, we'll never see another one like that. It looks as if now, truly, the Yankees sort of have a hammerlock on it. If, of course, Casey could have gotten away and been the hero today as he was the GOAT yesterday, which injustice seemed only right, and the perfect game that he was pitching right up there to the finish, DeRocher could have pitched Kirk Davis tomorrow. Now I feel that he's going to have to come in there with Wyatt. It's his last chance. You've got to play your ace when you're in that spot. We all sort of had Higbee figured right. At least the experts. I was hopeful that Higbee, who won 22 games this year, would go through, but he couldn't do it. And we wound up with a couple of good Irishmen, Casey and Murphy, and a good ball game in spite of the way it ended for Brooklyn, because still a thriller and still a dogfight. And I suppose now McCarthy will undoubtedly give Lefty Gomez his chance, never defeated in the series, because he's got the Dodgers with their backs to the wall. And so tomorrow you can confidently look for Whitlow, Watt, and Lefty Gomez as the competing pitchers in what the way the breaks are going might possibly be the last game. But as I've said before, the Dodgers do fight back. And now I give you back to your friend and mine, Red Barber.
Thank you, Bill Corum. And tune in the same station tomorrow at 1:15 Eastern Standard Time when Bob Elson, Bill Corum, and I will be here to bring you the fifth game of this bitterly fought series through the courtesy of the Gillette Safety Razor Company. And tomorrow night, Lou Jenkins, lightweight champion, meets Freddie Red Cochran, welterweight champion, in a 10-round thriller at Madison Square Garden, New York. As usual, Gillette brings you the blow-by-blow account over many of these stations. And once again, for the Yankees, 7 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. And for the Dodgers, 4 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. And the Yankees lead now 3-1. This is Red Barber, for all of us up here, saying goodbye. And this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.